Welcome to Spanish Pod, everyone. Today we've got a free newbie lesson for all of you. It is called Pepper. My name is JP.
Hi, my name is Liliana.
Hi, Liliana. Now, I want to remind everyone that if you're listening to this lesson on iTunes, that we've got an entire world of lessons for you at SpanishPod.com. Not just newbie-level lessons, but elementary all the way through advanced-level lessons, as well as some videos. And, you know, there's some great discussion going on in the discussion sections of all these lessons. Just go to SpanishPod.com. If you want to check everything out, we can give you a 7-day free trial. Just go to the website and sign up. All right, let's talk about Pepper. Are you a Pepper fan?
Not really.
No.
I mean, I do.
You don't like pepper?
Sometimes. In my soup, I do.
Okay.
Yeah, but not really. I'm more like a salty person.
You're a salty person.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the phrase for today, it's not a word, it's a phrase.
Okay.
Is le falta.
Le falta. Okay. This is some crazy grammar going on, but le falta basically means it's missing something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's missing something. And this is just a part of a sentence, so we're going to add something. Le falta something. You're going to hear it in the dialogue, which we're about to hear three times. Here we go.
Dialogue, first time.
Le falta sal a la pasta.
También le falta pimienta.
Y también voy a pedir queso parmesano.
Le falta de todo.
Second time.
Le falta sal a la pasta.
También le falta pimienta.
Y también voy a pedir queso parmesano.
Le falta de todo.
Third time.
Le falta sal a la pasta.
También le falta pimienta.
Y también voy a pedir queso parmesano.
Le falta de todo.
Okay, we're back and let's start with the translation.
Le falta sal a la pasta.
The pasta is missing salt.
Le falta sal a la pasta.
The pasta is missing some salt.
Le falta sal a la pasta. También le falta pimienta.
It also needs pepper.
También le falta pimienta.
It also needs pepper.
También le falta pimienta. Y también voy a pedir queso parmesano.
And I'm also going to ask for Parmesan cheese.
Y también voy a pedir queso parmesano.
And I'm also going to ask for Parmesan cheese.
Y también voy a pedir queso parmesano. Le falta de todo.
It's missing everything.
Le falta de todo.
It's missing everything.
Le falta de todo.
Okay, this pasta is pretty bland today.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay for it.
Okay.
They're almost like actually doing it all, you know.
Yeah, they're making the dish at the
exactly.
table.
Exactly. A sauce or something.
All right. Let's take a closer look. Now, we're going to start with our key word.
Le falta.
Le falta. And what is missing?
Sal a la pasta.
Sal a la pasta. Okay, so the word sal means...
salt.
Oh, nothing's worse than pasta that's not salt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so sal. Le falta sal. Okay, what is the salt missing from?
A la pasta.
A la pasta. Now, pasta means pasta.
Pasta.
It means pasta, right?
Pasta, mama, pasta.
Okay. Now, I want to do the grammar literally for some of you newbie listeners are listening to this and going, what in the heck is the grammar of this lesson? This is, to it is missing salt to the pasta. Okay? Now, that's ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense in English. But when you look at these as units, le falta means something's missing. Mm-hmm. And then you say, what exactly is missing? Sal, okay? And what is it missing from? A la pasta.
A la pasta.
Okay, so it goes like this.
Le falta sal a la pasta.
All right. Now, the next person is also pretty critical. They want pepper, too, right? So what's our word for pepper?
Pimienta.
Pimienta.
Okay. Pimienta.
All right, so if we say we're missing pepper, it needs pepper?
Le falta pimienta.
Le falta pimienta. The pasta again, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to say, also, it's missing pepper.
También le falta pimienta.
También le falta. Okay, también means also.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and also, there's more, right?
Y también voy a pedir queso parmesano.
Now, this is Parmesan cheese, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how do we say cheese?
Queso.
Queso. Now, that's one of my favorite words in the Spanish language.
That is one of my favorite things to eat, queso.
Queso. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cheese. Okay. Now, here specifically, we're talking about a specific kind of cheese from the Parma region of Italy.
Parmesano.
Parmesano. Okay. Queso parmesano means Parmesan cheese. And we're going to order it or ask for it.
Pedir.
pedir, which means to order or to request or to ask for something. The person says, I'm going to order that, because they're not ordering it right now, but they're going to. They're going to call over the waiter and say, hey, can I have some Parmesan cheese? So I'm going to ask for.
Voy a pedir.
Voy a pedir. Okay, now this is the verb ir, which is to go, all right? So literally this is, I'm going to ask for Parmesan cheese, which is the same as English, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask for Parmesan cheese. The sentence starts with, and also I'm going to ask for Parmesan cheese.
Y también voy a pedir queso parmesano.
Okay, for goodness sake, salt, pepper, cheese. You know, the summary is, it's missing everything.
Le falta de todo.
Le falta de todo. Okay, now here's our key phrase again.
Le falta.
Okay, it's missing. And then the rest of the sentence means some of everything.
Mm-hmm. De todo.
De todo means some of everything. All right, le falta de todo. I wouldn't pay for this pasta.
No, me
Send
either.
Send it back, for goodness sakes.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it back when it's done. All right, folks, let's listen to this dialogue again 3 more times.
Dialogue, first time.
Le falta sal a la pasta.
También le falta pimienta.
Y también voy a pedir queso parmesano.
Le falta de todo.
Second time.
Le falta sal a la pasta.
También le falta pimienta.
Y también voy a pedir queso parmesano.
¡Le falta de todo!
Third time.
Le falta sal a la pasta.
También le falta pimienta.
Y también voy a pedir queso parmesano.
¡Le falta de todo!
So, Liliana, let's talk about pasta.
Pasta, pasta fresca. I love pasta.
Do you?
Yeah, I love it. And one of my favorites is obviously carbonara.
Mm-hmm.
And but the thing is that now that I don't eat meat, mm-hmm. I always need to take the bacon
okay.
out.
But the bacon grease doesn't bother you? The bacon flavor?
No. It's okay. I mean, no problem.
Okay.
But there's another pasta that I love that is called pasta diabola.
The devil's pasta.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah,
it's like
what's in
so
it?
Spicy and it has seafood and oh, it's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
What about yours?
You know, I like many kinds of pasta, but I'm a meat eater, so I like carbonara too, especially when it's made with egg instead of cream sauce. I've had a couple carbonaras in restaurants where they use cream sauce instead of egg.
Yeah, no, that's not good.
That's not good.
I know. Pasta carbonara.
All right, folks, we'd love to hear what your favorite pasta is. If you'd like to tell us, please leave your comments, your suggestions, or if anything's missing from this lesson, le falta.
Le falta.
Leave a comment at SpanishPod.com. Remember to sign up for that 7-day free trial if you haven't yet. And for now, it's time to go. Hasta luego.
Bye-bye.